Well, we've at last reached the finish line of the famous Ulster Grand Prix circuit. 7.3 miles of road, the fastest road race in Ireland. In fact, the fastest road race, they say, in the world. This is the finish line. And many, many riders have crossed over this finish line over many, many years since the race first started. Joey Dunlop, Ulster's son from Ballymoney, won 24 races at the Ulster Grand Prix. Philip McCallan, great rider as well, he won 14 races. Brian Reid won 9. Robert Dunlop won 9. Guy Martin won 11. But every rider's desire is to finish the race. People can drop out of the race for various reasons. Some drop out because of maybe an accident. Some drop out maybe because of a bike malfunction. Maybe the weather hinders riding. Maybe the race gets red flagged for one reason or another. Many people start out in the race, but many people don't finish. And it's how you finish that really counts. Maybe in life you didn't get off to a great start. The most important thing is how you finish. And I trust that you'll finish the race well. I trust that God will give me grace to finish the race. So important to finish well. It's not how you start, but it's how you finished. Many riders finished this race well and they got a prize for doing so. Others were just glad to finish safely and go get over the finishing line and have an inner sense of achievement. The Apostle Paul, whenever he was in a prison cell at Rome, wrote a letter to a young servant of Christ called Timothy. In fact, he wrote him two letters. The last letter that Paul ever wrote was 2 Timothy. He was languishing in a prison cell at Rome and he knew that his days were limited and he knew that his time was short. And having encouraged others to run with patience the race set before them, Paul, soon to be martyred at the hands of Nero for his faith in Jesus Christ, wrote to Timothy these words, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 6. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also unto all them that love his appearing. Paul could say, I have finished my course. I have finished my course. I wonder, as you think about the Christian life, have you started? How are you getting on? Well, friends, the finishing line is in sight. Paul said we're not to lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Pastor Ivan Thompson was a great evangelist and preacher. I remember listening to him on different occasions. And he said whenever he was a young Christian, he was afraid that he wouldn't finish the Christian life well. He was afraid that he would fall out somewhere by the way and maybe lose his testimony or lose his witness or his effectiveness. And he just wondered, what is the secret of success in the Christian life? One night attending a meeting, there was an old preacher, a saintly old man who had been saved for many, many years. And as Ivan Thompson looked at that man and knew of him, he thought, well, that man must have the answer to the secret of success in the Christian life. And so he went along to the meeting and he purposed that whenever the meeting was over, he would go over to this old saint and ask him the question, how can I succeed in the Christian life? How can I finish well? How can I live, if God spurs me, a long, prosperous Christian life and have an unblemished testimony and finish like you're going to finish? And so he went to the meeting. The man preached, he listened, and whenever the meeting was over, he tried to find him outside of the church, and the old man was getting escorted out to a car to be taken home. One man on either side of him. Ivan Thompson went up and put his hand on his shoulder and said, sir, I'm just saved. I'm not all that long converted. I want to do well. I don't want to falter and fail. I want to finish well. How can I do that? He expected a great theological answer, maybe a whole lot of Bible verses. But that old man just turned around and quoted the verse of a hymn. O pilgrim, bound for the heavenly land. Never lose sight of Jesus. And that's it, friends. Don't lose sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we can finish well. Keep your eyes upon him. Don't get your eyes off the Lord for a second. Keep your eyes upon the Savior and you'll finish well. Keep looking on to the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and we'll see you some other time.